The first hospital there, way on top, you see the hospital there? They had an old hospital way down.
Right.
And it was an old place, and they built that new hospital.
Right.
And that was the one there, when they, after war, yes, that's where they, what do you call it? That's where the first fellow came in with that bubonic flu. He was an outsider, Bertie Devane, he came there, and of course it spread.
He brought it there?
Yes. They must have sent him in there. They must have known he had it, but it just wasn't fair.
Mm.
He wasn't a... He didn't belong to the settlement, see? Yes, after he came in, they said, oh, there's a new fellow in here. They brought him into the hospital, and he's the one that had the flu. He started with all the Aborigines.
Tremendous.
And I often wondered, well, there's a connection about that.
Yeah.
Why'd they send him into the Cherbourg? He wasn't an inmate of Cherbourg.
No. Tremendous lot of people died, didn't they?
Oh, don't. They died every day. They were dying. And the only three men that dig the graves, my brother-in-law was sick for a while, but he got better. And when they had that centenary, there were things that were never mentioned. People should have been mentioned in that. And they didn't bother to ask older people like me.
Mm.
This Peterson...
Yeah.
He was a wonderful person. He didn't go, it was quarantine, he didn't go to Mergen, he stayed out there and he dug those graves.
Did he?
Yes, he and the deaf and dumb person. Then my brother-in-law got better and he went and they used to dig the graves.
And there was three of them digging graves?
Yes.
What, every day?
They had to dig graves every day to bury. And this Peterson never got it, I think he was blessed. He never got it.
Mm.
Bulgoy got better and Robert got better. And he stayed there the whole time and did it. And they never mentioned his name. And there was a lovely person there, Nurse Rich. Oh, she gave her life to the Aborigines.
Did she?
And they never mentioned her.
No. Really?
My mother was buried with... She's one of 12. There were two. They couldn't dig it. They all died. The 12 died.
Did your mother die during the...
Yes, that's right.
Really?
Also, yes.
Yeah.
My mother died and five other women. And there were six men.
Mm.
And of course they couldn't dig a grave each of them and they had nowhere to keep the bodies. So they dug a long trench. They were all buried together, side by side.
There was 12 people.
Yes, and then that was never mentioned.
No.
There's quite a bit of history there, see?
Yeah.
And I think these people should have got should have been mentioned, Mr. Yeah. Peterson from Mergen,
yeah.
And Nurse Rich.
Yeah.
And a Mrs. Sullivan, she did too. She came, she was a female, what do you call, protectress of the Aborigines. She was came from the office in Charlotte Street, she used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She came and she spent her time cutting bread up, cutting bread and buttering bread with the help of a few other. Everybody's sick. A few of young girls. Yes, the whole time there she cut bread, buttered and helped give out oranges and had a soup kitchen going because they didn't give any food out. We had to go down every day and get these things. There's so many oranges for certain people, you know.
Yeah.
The family, they knew how much to give to the family. Mm. And bread, buttered bread, that was light bread. What we call baker's bread. They used to call it baker's bread. And they had that. And they used to bring that over a possum. They never touched it. And they used to just send it over from Mergen, over this thing, over the creek.
Oh, yeah. This was when the epidemic was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the oranges and the whatever they needed in medicine all the time, medical things. And Mrs. Sullivan was there. She was supervising all this all the time. She was very, very good.
Mm.
I don't know whether they mentioned her either.
I don't remember her name.
Yes, yeah. Mrs. Sullivan, she was there.
Yeah. What, I guess...
And Mr. Blakely then was there. I think Mr. Blakely was the head of the Aborigines.
Yeah.
Yes, that time.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mm.
What, and so I guess it must have been a pretty difficult time when that...
Oh, yeah.
Plague was on.
Yes, and my mother, she looked after my brother and... She married again. She married Baron Down, Jack Baron Down. And she looked after my sister, my auntie and uncle. And she said, "I'm very tired." She said, "I'm going to have a lie down. Eva, would you?" They called me Eva. "Eva, would you go with sister and get the things from the hospital?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "Yes." She went down to the hospital and I picked up our lot, you know, my stepfather, her, and Cliffy's rations. And as we were coming, we could see them waving this towel to hurry, come hurrying. We knew Mum was the only sick one. They said, "Oh, must. Quick, hurry, Mum must be sick." When she's... We hurried, we ran and ran. It's quite a long way. Ran up the hill and Mum's just going.
Just that quick. Really? Yeah. Must have been an awful lot of sadness for so many people.
And they were crying everywhere.
Were they?
You know, you could hear them crying. They're crying now. And
yeah.
War cries. See, when the tribe, they'd hear them calling this war cry.
Yeah.
And you know, you say, "Oh, somebody so-and-so died, that family. So-and-so," we could tell by the war cries.
Different mob.
Yes, and they were very sad.
Yeah. Where were they buried then? Was that in the old cemetery or was it?
Well, my mother and they were buried in the cemetery. They're burying them now.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to be gate at the bottom of that, going towards Browbrun.
Yeah.
And I said to them the other day, the caretaker, they look, I said, "Do you know about that big grave down there?" I said, "Don't go digging it up." I said, "My mother's there." And I said, "There's 11 other people with her buried in the trench." They said, "Oh, yes, we're only burying them now to a certain part here."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, I'm glad somebody remembered about it."
Yeah. So you still know where that part is?
Yes, of course. You just, it's flat now. I remember there used to be an ironbark tree, and if I went to somebody's funeral there, I knew where she was because she was near this ironbark tree.
Yeah, fancy that.
A lot of sadness, you know, they used to cry.
As you say, that's something that you don't read that in history, do you, about that?
No, that's
plague at all, isn't it?
That plague was a terrible, sad thing.
Yeah. And people just, you know, got sort of sick so quickly, did they? Or?
And they couldn't do coffins, they couldn't do anything, they couldn't. And there were no death certificates, there was no one there. They just, I remember sitting outside, of course no one took notice, a little girl sitting outside. I was very devoted to my mother. And sitting out there, I was all alone. And they said, "Oh, we need a blanket." So I remember running and said, "Listen, take my blanket." I'm yelling, "Take my blanket, take my blanket." We all had a blanket each given out, you know, at one time.
Yeah.
You know, they did give out blankets. And my mother's, she'd wrap. They weren't superstitious.
You know?
How would they be? They were all, they weren't superstitious because we all had a, had injections, what do you call them now? And I think it wasn't strong enough for the grown-ups. All grown-ups, we never lost a child.
Is that right?
Yes, it wasn't strong enough.
No.
For the grown-ups, but it was all right for the children.
Yeah.
We're vaccinated, vaccinated. I couldn't think of the food. Yeah. Yes, that's what it was, I'm sure, because we never lost a child, only adults.
Yeah.
And then we share in the sorrow. I remember after Mum died, seeing a couple of you all right, walking up that hill.